In today's podcast, we look at a theme that God clearly wants us to live our lives by. Hey there, welcome to the Five by the Fire podcast. I'm your host, Armand Sheffy, aka Pastor Fury, and I'm also the executive director of the Unshackled Network, a family of missionaries that exists to help the marginalized experience freedom in Jesus through equipping and empowering disciple makers called to the forgotten. So today's episode, you guys, is going to be real straightforward. Today, my hope is that we are going to dispel any and all rumors that this faith journey that we're on is a solo one, right? Our salvation is based on our trust in and submission to Jesus. But this life with Jesus is not about you and him. It's not about me and him. It's about the Father and the family that he built. We are still here on this fallen rock for one another. Jesus said plainly there was a twofold command that everything, all the laws of the prophet wrapped up into, love God, 1A, and love people, 1B. Yes, we are to love God, but the love, that love is most clearly demonstrated on this earth by the way that we love people. Now today, I want to take a look at the scripture and submit that if you're really doing your faith in such a way that neglects, disrespects, and otherwise mistreats people, you are most definitely doing it wrong. All throughout God's word, there is an echo of the importance of our life with each other and the commands on our life together. So buckle up. Here is a rapid fire recitation of many, not all, but many of those one another commands that God gives us through his word, including the one from today's reading in Galatians 6. It says, be at peace with one another in Mark 9:50. Don't grumble among one another, John 6:43. Wash one another's feet, John 13:14. Love one another in John 13:34, 15, 12, and about 12, 13 other places. Be of the same mind with one another, Romans 12:16. Be devoted to one another in love. Give preference to one another in honor, Romans 12:10. Do not judge one another and don't be a stumbling block to your brother, in Romans 14:13. Accept one another, Romans 15:7. Tolerate one another in love, Ephesians 4:2. Speak truth to one another, Ephesians 4:25. Be kind, tenderhearted, and forgiving to one another, Ephesians 4:32. Be subject to one another, Ephesians 5:21. Don't complain against one another, James 4:11 and 5 and 9. Confess sins to one another. Pray for one another, James 5 and 16. Through love, serve one another, Galatians 5:13. Regard one another as more important than yourselves, Philippians 2:3. Be hospitable to one another, 1 Peter 4:9. Clothe yourselves in humility toward one another, 1 Peter 5:5. Don't lie to one another, Colossians 3:9. Bear with and forgive one another, Colossians 3:13. Encourage and build up one another, 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Seek good for one another and don't repay evil for evil, 1 Thessalonians 5:15. Urge one another to love and good deeds, Hebrews 10:24. Y'all seeing this? And lastly, the passage from today's reading, bear one another's burdens, Galatians 6:2. Family, that's what we are. There's no version of this that is done without one another. So as more and more things in life become digital and on demand, I want to implore you to stay in it for each other. The temptation to make it about you and self-satisfaction is what this culture is all about. Fight that. Fight that focus on individuality above all, and remember that Christ built a family and we desperately need each other. Stay in it for one another. Let's get God's help for that right now. Heavenly Father, we are grateful that you did not build us to be alone. Lord, that you created man and then you said he was not meant to be alone. Lord God, that you've given us not only grace, the grace of salvation, not only like the mercy with your life, but Lord God, you've given us the beauty of family. Yes, there's the challenges of it, the difficulties of leaning in when it's hard and having someone hold you accountable. But there's the love that we so desperately need, Lord God. There's the building up, there's the encouraging, the stirring towards love and good deeds. Lord God, there's so many benefits, but even if we aren't in it for the benefits, would you empower us right now, Lord God, to be in it because you say so? Because we can't be obedient to all of the one another's throughout your word without one another. Lord God, help us to find community, be in community, invest in community, knowing that this is how we do life with one another. Lord, we need you. We need your spirit to help us do it. Help us to lean into it. Help us to stay in it when we find it. It's in Christ's name we pray. Amen. All right, you guys, it would not be appropriate if we ended today's podcast without me encouraging you to now go and be with your brothers and sisters in Christ. Go be with one another. I'll see y'all back here tomorrow. Be blessed and be a blessing. Peace.